We're back with Indian cook Madhur Jaffrey now, squeezed into her tiny galley kitchen in New York City. She's pulling out ingredients to prepare her everyday cauliflower, a recipe from her own family table.
Now, I have to tell you, I am not a huge cauliflower fan. So I'm looking forward to tasting it in a way that might get me excited about it.
How have you had it cooked?
You know, usually just the steamed or boiled, and it has that smell.
To start, Jaffrey breaks one head of cauliflower into a pile of miniature ones, each with its own stem and flower. She whittles a hunk of ginger into fine julienne strips and cuts thin slices from a fresh green chili. These are for later. First, it's time for the spice grinder.
I find that coriander is one spice that if you leave it lying around for a while, it turns to sawdust almost.
The key to this recipe, apparently, is to lightly brown the cauliflower in olive oil.
It's cauliflower with an attitude after it's fried.
The cauliflower dances in the skillet and begins to take on a lovely, unboiled, unblanched look.
Okay, I see little bits of brown starting to show up on the end of the...
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for, is everything should have a little bit of brown.
Madhur Jaffrey scoops out the florets and tosses them in a bowl with salt, cayenne, coriander, and lemon juice, plus a brilliant yellow turmeric. Two other spices are destined for the oil from which the cauliflower emerged, including a new one for me, asafoetida.
It's supposed to cure even horses of indigestion. It's very powerful. But the wonderful thing about it is that when you put it in hot oil, it becomes like truffles. It changes into a truffle-like aroma. Okay, so I'm putting a tiny bit of the asafoetida. It's ground. Then I will put some cumin seeds into this hot oil and let them sizzle and pop.
Then the ginger shreds.
The kitchen now just smells amazing.
It really, it's this ginger now, the cumin being caramelized, the asafoetida, and then I put the cauliflower back in.
A sprinkle of water.
And then cover it. And let it cook on very low heat for about a minute. It's really sort of done.
We wait just long enough for the cauliflower to steam through, then stir in fresh cilantro and the chopped green chili.
And it's ready. So taste, please, come and taste.
Oh, it's lovely. Mmm. The hotness is so good with the cauliflower.
Yeah.
Doesn't taste like cauliflower to me.
To me, it tastes like my everyday cauliflower.
Our visit with Madhur Jaffrey was produced by Kate Davidson and recorded by Josh Rogerson. You can find all the ingredients for everyday cauliflower at your local supermarket, with perhaps the exception of asafoetida. Madhur Jaffrey says you can leave it out, but you really shouldn't.
Remember, it cures horses of indigestion. So for you, it'll be very good.
For the complete recipe or to read an excerpt from Madhur Jaffrey's memoir, go to our website, npr.org.